Hello and welcome, David Baker, Wisdom for Life podcast. Got a quick thought for you today. Hopefully it'll keep you going, encourage you, and help you. How many of you have grandchildren? Grandchildren. We have eight. And you want to see pictures? Oh, they're precious. They're sweet. They're amazing. They're the smartest. They're the cutest. They're the best grandkids ever. Hey, do you feel like that about yours? We love to brag about our grandkids. Hey, you got any kids? Oh, they're amazing. They're incredible. Oh, you ought to see them. They are so smart. They are so good. They're so cute. We love to brag on our kids, don't we? Hey, when you're a kid, do you ever brag on your dad? My daddy can beat up your daddy. I like the joke. The kids are talking. It's like, my daddy makes so money, he writes some words on a paper. They call it a poem, and they pay him $200. The other kid says, oh, that's nothing. My dad writes words on a paper, and they call it a song, and he gets $1,000. The next kid said, that's nothing. My dad writes some words on a paper. They call it a sermon, and it takes four men to carry all the money he makes. We love to brag on our family, our kids, our grandchildren, our parents, our mom and dad. We love to brag on them. You know who else loves to? God. God loves to brag on his children. God loves to brag on them. Here's Satan. He goes to God and he's criticizing the people on the earth. There's none that fears God. There's none that does right. There's none that loves you. And God says this, hast thou considered my servant Job? What is God doing? Bragging on him. Boy, he's upright. He escheweth evil. He's a great. Have you considered him? And Satan said, oh, he only serves you because you put a hedge of protection around him. You've given him all those things. You take it away, he'll curse you. God said, okay, you can take everything away. Just don't touch his body. Satan took it all away. We know within 1 minute, 60 seconds time, he lost everything. 10 kids, his wealth, his cattle and all. And with all this, Job didn't stand with his mouth. Satan came back to God and said, man, if you touch his body, if you hurt his physical, oh, that's, he can't take that. God said, okay, touch his body. Just don't kill him. And so Satan gave him boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his foot. Pus, nerves, pain, just to touch it, just to look at it. But guess what? He still didn't get upset at God. He said, hey, naked came I forth, naked I'm going to return. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wow. You know what God wants to do? God wants to brag on you. Can he? Can he? You ever seen people brag on their kids or grandkids and you're like, I don't see it. I don't see that they're that smart. I don't see that they're that cute. I'm sorry, all grandkids are beautiful. But have you ever seen someone brag on somebody and you just don't quite see it? Hey, if God bragged on you, what would he say? You know what? That man, he's faithful. You know what? That man, he's a servant. You know that man, he's humble. You know that man, he is dedicated. You know that man, he loves me. Hey, how could God brag on you? God loves to brag on his children. Hast thou considered my servant Job? There's none like him. Wouldn't it be great if God said that about us? It's nice. We all like it when people say good things about us. But you know what? It doesn't really matter what anybody thinks. The only thing that matters is what God says. What does God know about us? Not what people think about us, but what does God know about us? That's the thing that matters. Hey, can God brag on you? Why don't you take a minute and jot some notes down? Okay, if God bragged on me, what could he say? Huh, maybe I need to work on some things. Listen, God loves you no matter what, but he wants to brag on you. To brag on you, God's going to be honest, okay? He's going to say about us the truth, not what we flattery wish somebody would say. You ever been to a funeral and someone's bragging on the guy that's dead? Oh, he's amazing. You're like, I know him. He's a bum. Another cute joke that there were three brothers. They were just scoundrels. I mean, cheating, messing around, drinking, gambling, you name it. These guys were bums. Well, they went to this preacher, and they had a lot of money, and said, preacher, we'll pay you $5,000 to do the funeral for our brother, but you got to say good stuff about him. You say good stuff about our brother, we'll give you $5,000. Preacher said, okay, I'll do it. And we're like, wow, that was easy. Okay. So the preacher got up, and the deceased brother in the casket, he said, I want you to know, deceased brother's name is Jim. Bob and Tom were the other two. I want you to know Jim, who passed away. He's a cheating, lying, womanizing scoundrel. He's a crook. He's a bum. And the two men are getting mad because they're like, wait, you were supposed to say something good about our brother. And he's, and the preacher said, but compared to his two brothers, he's a saint. So I don't quite think that's what the men had in mind that they wanted to say. Hey, if God bragged on you and was honest, what would he say? Ooh, ow, oh me. Okay. Hey, let's be the kind of people that God could brag on and said, hast thou considered my servant Jim or Fred or Tom or Joe? Hast thou considered my servant Julie, Cindy, Jill? Hast thou considered my servant and put your name in there? God wants to brag on you. Let's let him. God bless you and have a great day.